bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of all ages. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of December, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right this very second in about 5 minutes. So, if you ever felt like walking into some grocery store saying, I'll have this and this and this, and just walk on out, you know, without having to pay any of the consequences. Well, now you can with Amazon. Of course, you're still going to have to pay. Amazon has unveiled a grocery store without lanes or checkout counters. Woohoo! And you can find this heaven on earth place in Seattle, of course. All of this under 1,800 square feet of lovely get in and go and get the hell out. So, how do you pay for the stuff you grab? Pretty simple. It all gets charged to your Amazon account when you're done. These little sensors are in all these little items, so when they detect that you've grabbed it and you're going to take it out of the store, they charge you. Amazon, of course, is envisioning this as the grocery store of the future. That's right. You don't have to deal with any human beings. You just get your crap. You don't have to wait in line. No fussing around. No checkouts. Just get it and go, and you're gone. Unfortunately, there's a catch to this if you're living in Seattle thinking right now, I want to go down and try this out. It's in beta. There's a first, an actual brick-and-mortar store in beta. Apparently, a public opening will be scheduled sometime in 2017. Well, from the U.S., we go over to the U.K. Hello. Cheerio and all that. If you're an Android user, yeah, this is some pretty good news for you, especially if you're riding around on the tube. Google, of course, wants to make Android Pay the payment you go to, of course, as long as you're a non-iPhone user, in the U.K. So, starting this week, they'll add some deeper integrations with the Transport for London, of course, short for TFL. These including incomplete journey notifications. Yeah, that way when you say, oh yeah, I forgot to tap out, it's going to let you know. You'll have daily travel summaries, complete with station names and bus numbers. Basically, when you put all this together, it helps you track your spending habits. And of course, when you've screwed up. Basically, what this all boils down to is a big old Google promotion. Yeah, tis the season. It's actually called Shop, Tap, and Reward, huh? Which basically gives you what they're calling a virtual cracker after everything you buy. Once you have that cracker, you pull it apart and you might win one of 100,000 gift cards. So basically, use it through the holidays. Once January 1st comes, just uninstall it. All right, Hacker News is upon us. This time it's Visa card owners. You want to listen up to this. This is freaking scary. According to research from the University of Newcastle, there's a big old gaping, freaking as long as the Grand Canyon hole in credit card security. How big? Well, apparently hackers can now guess Visa credit card details in less than 6 seconds. Holy moly, that's quick. These researchers discovered that if guessers for the card's CVC number are spread out between a lot of different websites, the card's security systems aren't triggered. And on top of that, the owner isn't notified either if anything quirky's going on with their card. Basically, what they found out, they build up all this data that's gathered from all these different websites, and then this little magical software is able to quickly compile information like the card's expiry date, the address, the postal code, all that lovely stuff. Hence, in the end, they've got a working credit card. And the researchers say the only way getting away from it is moving to a cardless world quickly and efficiently as possible. Unfortunately, I think we're a long ways away from that still. And finally, once again, no answer from Santa. And if you're like me and maybe hired him, I don't know, to come to some Christmas party or kids gathering this year and he doesn't show up, you might have to have Plan B. Well, I have Plan B for you and your crap for Christmas today. It's the Emergency Santa Kit. Oh, yes, you can find this at over at stupid.com for a lovely, ridiculous price of $14. I don't know what it is in pounds or any other currency. I guess you can find out on your own. Anyways, if you're like me and always waiting for Santa to arrive and never does, this will be the thing you need for the holiday season. What are you going to find with your Emergency Santa? Well, it comes in a little can. Looks like it should have coffee or something, but no. Inside has a Santa hat with, get this, an inflatable beard. That's right, put the hat on, blow up the beard, and yay, away you are Santa Claus. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for everything that is the British Tech Network. You've heard me say it so many times, but you got to get your butt on over there and check out all the great reviews we've got for you over there. Might give you some ideas of what you want to spend money on for Christmas and what you want to be not spending your money on for Christmas. Of course, we got the blog rolling 24/7 over there for you too, along with all of our great and wonderful podcasts. Please get subscribed to them over there at BritishTechNetwork.com or get subscribed to them on iTunes as well. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And please check out our BTN community. I'm sure they're feeling all nice and festive this time of the year. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Hump and Dump It Wednesday edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, Monday's over, so it is Tuesday, so now we can officially start work. Hope you have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening. These including incomplete journey notifications. Yeah, that way when you say, oh yeah, I forgot to tap out, it's going to let you know. You'll have Davy Jones of the Monkees. Yay.